What's up, you fucking fucks? I'm back. I guess we'll start this one by adding like a little, I'm sorry for not posting for however fucking long I didn't post. I got really depressed and I was gonna kill myself, but then I didn't kill myself. And then my fucking dad just kind of went. Just died for no fucking reason. Well, not for no reason. But he fucking died. So. Jesus Christ. Okay. I had to. Okay. Yeah. No. So. A lot of shit happened. And I'm not really doing great. But. It's. Midnight. And I have to stay up for like 2 more hours. Because I gotta. Do some stuff. I have fucking COVID right now, so if I sound more like a cisgendered man than I normally do, that's why. So yeah, I guess for this episode it's gonna be a roller coaster, because I think I want to talk about funny shit, but, like, I also want to get kind of real for a little bit, because, like I said, I have not been doing very well recently, which is obviously, like, I haven't been able to upload, just because shit has been really, really hard, especially with, like, grief and shit, because, like, I've never dealt with real loss before. Like, I've never had a person die. Like, especially not a person that I really, really, really cared about and loved. Like, ever in my whole life. Like, I've never had a family member die, a friend die. Like, it's... At least not since I was really little, you know? Like, nothing I can really remember very well. But, like, I don't know, it's been very difficult for me to get, like, back on track and to do the shit that I like doing, like, you know, my fucking podcast, because I love doing my podcast. It's not like I have, like, you know, fucking millions of people that listen to it, or even like hundreds of people. Like, my friends will listen to it here and there. Like, I've had 35 plays on my podcast in total. 35 times an episode has been listened to, you know? And even for that, like, it's just like, I don't care if nobody listens to it, you know? Because it's just fun and I just love doing it, and it's been really, really difficult to, like, get back on track and, you know, like I said, just do the shit that I love doing, because I've just been really fucking sad. Like, I've just been really fucking sad lately. But we're back, and I want to do my best to keep myself on track and do the stuff that I love to do, because honestly, right now, distraction is really important. I gotta plug my phone in real quick, because I forgot my phone's fucking dying. But yeah, so here we are. I guess we'll start, since we're already, like, on kind of a, you know, a real topic. We're being real. We're gonna talk about my dad for a little bit. Not my biological dad. It's, my brother's dad. He was a huge, huge factor in my life for, like, from the time I was born to the time that he died, you know, for the last, like, I want to say 6 or 7 years, he was a paraplegic. He had fallen off a building while doing siding and broke a lot of fucking bones. He was paralyzed from the chest down. But he didn't, you know, let that, like, stop him. And it was really nice. being around him. He was a really... He had really positive energy all the time. He was a really positive person. He was a really great person to be around because no matter what mood you were in, he would help. Him just being there would help and it would make you feel better. I guess I remember when I was a kid, he would... I was a really big choir kid until I got out of middle school. I'm a senior in high school right now, but I was a huge choir kid in middle school. And I am not afraid to own that shit, because I fucking... I was that choir kid. If you were in choir, you know what kid I'm fucking talking about. I was that kid. And I am not afraid to admit it. I will shamelessly admit that. We'd always have these choir concerts or whatever, and he would always come to them, because when I was a kid, you know, my dad wasn't really around a lot, and, like, my bio dad, and I don't blame him for that, because it wasn't really his fault. I know my mom did a lot to kind of keep us apart, and, you know, there was a lot of outlying factors that caused him to not be around a lot, and, you know, I don't hold a grudge against him for that, but he wasn't really there, and Matt was. He'd always show up to all my fucking concerts with flowers, a big bouquet of flowers, and every time I get done, and he'd give me the flowers, and be like, these are for you. He's like, he always told me, he's like, you know, I always bring you flowers because I want to show you that that's what the men in your life are supposed to do. He's like, when you, you know, think you find the person you want to marry, they're supposed to do little things like that, you know, bring you flowers, you know, make you fucking food, you know, ask you what you want to do. And he kind of taught me not to idolize toxic relationships, and looking back on it, I think he did that because of the men that my mom had around and how toxic those relationships got. And he did a really, really good job, because I really don't put up with bullshit in relationships, and I'm 17 and genuinely think that I found somebody that I want to spend the rest of my life with, and I don't think I would have been able to do that this early in my life without him being that influence for me, you know? The last conversation I had with him, like, in person before he died, was I told him, because I was trying to come up with ideas for when I get married, and I couldn't figure out whether I wanted him to walk me down the aisle, well, not walk, because he couldn't walk. I'm, like, really refraining from making fucking wheelchair jokes, but it's really hard. I couldn't decide if I wanted him to do it or if I wanted my bio dad to do it. And a while back, he'd come up with this idea, and I'd come back to him, and I was like, okay, I like that idea, and this is what I want to do. And the idea was that my bio dad was going to sit on his lap in a wheelchair, and they were going to wheel me down the aisle together. And I loved that. And, like, that's what I wanted. I mean, I still want that, but, you know, it can't happen. And I was like, that's what I want to do. And he was like, okay. And he's like, that's what we'll do. That's what we're going to do. And his last name was Smart. And it ties in, because every time I'd see him, he'd always give me a bunch of shit. He'd be like, oh, like, does your dad still wear fucking, you know, jerseys all the time? Because my dad's always been, like, a huge jersey freak. Like, his whole life, he loves jerseys. He has so fucking many. He treats them like they're his children. He loves those things more than he loves me. And I'm pretty sure he will shamelessly admit that. But Matt would always give me shit for it. I'd always be like, yeah, he still wears fucking jerseys all the time. And so me and my dad came up with this idea. And this Christmas, we were going to give him a Marcus Smart jersey. And, you know, he died, like, almost a month ago, and, you know, I can't really happen now. And I'm doing my best to just try to look back at the good times. Because, I mean, like, it's not like any of the times that I had with him weren't good. Because I don't have, like, a single bad memory with him. And I think going to his wake and his funeral gave me a lot of closure. Because his wake, he was there. The casket was open, so I got to, you know, see him for the last time. And I mean, that was definitely hard. You know, I got to hold his hand, and it was freezing cold, you know. He didn't look like himself. But at the same time, he did. He kind of just looked like he was sleeping, which sucked because I just, you know, I wanted him to wake up. And I wanted him to wake up and tell me that it's okay. And that he's still, you know, here. Fuck, I told myself I wouldn't cry. I'm sorry. But that was definitely, it was hard, but it was also, like, it was definitely some good closure. It kind of helped me wrap my head around the fact that this isn't, like, you know, it wasn't a fever dream. Like, it was real, and he was really gone. The hardest part was when they closed the casket, because that's when it really hits you. Like, you really aren't ever gonna see them again, ever. Like, when you go to a funeral or a wake and the casket's open and you get to say your final goodbyes, it sucks, but it's nice, because it's like you get that final bit of, like, I didn't get to see you right before you died. I mean, in my case, I did. I saw him about 2 weeks before he died, but, you know, it's just that last little bit of, like, okay, you know, I get to see you one more time, and it's gonna be okay. But watching them close it is, like, it's, like, it's how you know, like, that's, it's the end. Like, it really is the end, and you're not gonna get them back. And it really fucking hurts, man. It fucking hurts, like, really bad. It, like, crushed my soul. Like, my cousin was there, and we both just, like, sobbed, and my brother was on the other side of us, and even he cried. And that was another thing, like, when we had gone up to see Matt, my brother went up too, and I hadn't seen my brother cry in about 6 or 7 years, I think. The last time I had seen my brother cry was when we found out that his dad had fallen off a building. And from then on, he was just, like, really numb to the world. I had not seen him cry. And he cried. And that was something that I think really, really fucked me up. Because it was a real, like, you know, like, this is real. Like, this is really happening, you know? And, like, this isn't just something that I'm, you know, dreaming or imagining. And, like, this is real. And I think that fucked me up really bad, because I'd spent so much time trying to convince myself that it wasn't. And that, you know, he was still there. And that he was, you know, he was gonna respond. He was gonna wake up, you know? I was gonna get a call from him saying that everything was okay. And that was a lot. Like, that, it was a lot. But, you know, I got a lot of closure, and I guess that was really nice. I think now it's just a matter of letting myself grieve and letting myself, you know, heal from it. Because obviously, like, it's only been, like, what, like, 3.5 weeks? Like, I'm not even close to, like, okay yet. And I wish that I was, and I wish that it was a faster process. And I don't know how long it's gonna take, because, like I said, like, I haven't dealt with this since I was, like, really, really little. So, like, the last time I had to deal with this, like, I can't even remember having to deal with it. And, like, realistically probably didn't even understand it.
So this is like a completely new thing for me. So I have no idea how this is going to go or, you know, how I'm going to get through it, but I'm getting through it. We're getting there and we're going to continue to get there. And it's going to suck. It's always going to suck. I keep having dreams about him and I text him all the time. All the time. Whenever something happens, fucking text him and I'm like, Matt, you're not gonna fucking believe what just happened. And I never stop expecting him to respond. And every time he doesn't, it hurts. It really hurts. But I can't be mad at him. Because it wasn't his fault, you know? It was just his time. And that also sucks. Because he wasn't even 40 yet, you know? Like, his biological son, my brother, he's only 14, you know? Like, I feel terrible because he shouldn't have to deal with this, you know? And everybody loved Matt so much. He was such a lovable person. He was so amazing. And, like, nothing is ever going to be able to fill that hole that you get after your parent dies, you know? Nothing. There's nothing anybody can say or do that's going to make you feel better. It's just the harsh reality. It's, you know, it happens. It's fucking life. And that's what I just have to keep telling myself. Like, this is just life. This is how life goes. People die, and holy shit, it sucks. Like, I've struggled with really intense depression my whole life, and I've struggled with borderline personality disorder for about as long as I can remember. So I'm so used to those, like, mood swings and those, like, episodes of just, like, intense depression, but, like, none of that will ever compare to how I feel about my dad. Because, you know, I feel so, like, empty. Like, there's, like, when people say you get that, like, hole in your heart, like, I always thought that was just kind of more of, like, you know, they didn't know how to describe it, so that's just how they described it, but that's, like, really what it is. Like, there's just a big hole there, and no amount of cement can ever fill it. It's just always there, and you're always gonna miss them more than anything. And I think that's the part that I'm really not ready for, is just the fact that I'm never gonna stop missing him. And, like, to be fair, I don't ever want to stop missing him because he's my dad. But, you know, there's also that part of me that would give anything to give it, like, get him back. And right after he died, I had really, really, really bad survivor's guilt for about 2 weeks. I'm just kind of finally starting to get over that. But, like, there's this big part of you that's like, you know, why wasn't it me? Like, why couldn't it have been me? Because he didn't deserve that, you know? I think the part that gives me a lot of peace is knowing that he went in his sleep. It was peaceful. He died in his sleep from a blood clot. And, you know, after everything that he had been through, because that man had gone through a lot of shit. He got ran over by a garbage truck when he was 17. He had a giant scar all the way down his stomach. His belly button wasn't in the middle. It was on one side. And I would always look at his stomach and I'd be like, can I touch your belly button? And he'd be like, yeah. Like, that man had gone through so much shit in his life, and it makes me really, really happy to know that he went peacefully. Like, really, like, beyond happy. And I just really, really hope that wherever he is, you know, he's watching over us and he's here. Because I really fucking miss him, man. I really fucking miss him. And I really, really wish I could go back in time and get him, you know, help sooner so that he didn't have to die. I really do, but, you know, there's nothing anyone can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing anyone could have done about it. And I think that's one of those things that just hurts, like, the most, knowing that it probably really was just his time to go. It just sucks because it was so early, you know? He had so much more life to live. He had so much more life to live. We're going to take a little intermission so I can just cry for a little bit because I'm really sad, but I'll come back and we'll talk about some funny shit. Oh God, I'll see you on the flip side. Okay, we're back. I'm no longer crying. I still sound like I'm crying, but again, I will reinstate. I have the fucking vid, man. I got COVID. I got the coronavirus, but I'm vaccinated, so I'm not, like, dying. I'm just sick. I can't smell anything at all. I'm losing my taste, but I can still taste things as of right now. Although this morning when I woke up, my taste has started to diminish a little bit, and it's gotten a little worse throughout the day, so I'm kind of expecting to probably wake up tomorrow and not be able to taste shit, which I'm kind of scared. I'm kind of scared about, because I can't rely on the texture of things, because I'm fucking, like, I don't know, I have really bad, like, sensory issues, which obviously includes, like, feeling of things. So I cannot handle the texture of a lot of things, and when it comes to food, the only reason I can eat certain foods is because they taste good, but the textures bother me a lot, which means there's a good chance if I do lose my fucking, like, sense of taste, like, I'm gonna have to just straight up drink chicken broth until I fucking can taste shit again. Because this is, oh God, I don't even want to think about it. Like, just thinking about it just stressing me the fuck out. So we're going to stop thinking about it. We're going to talk about something funny. Like a week ago, my dad pissed his pants in the car. And I'm going to tell you that story. So my dad was, So we only have one car, right? And the schedule for who needs the car changes a lot. Because of the dynamic and the chaotic nature of my family. Shit switches up a lot around here. So my mom works at my school. She's a lunch lady. And during, I was taking an off day. Because, you know, obviously after Matt died, my parents were like, all right, you can take, you know, however many days off of school, you know, not including this day or this day or this day or however the fuck it went. I don't really remember. And it was one of the days that I was staying home. And my mom had come home on her break, which is, I want to say, around like 10 or 11. And she had come home to bring dad the car. But dad obviously had to drop her back off at work. And when my dad left, like, he didn't have to pee, but my dad has this thing where when he goes out into cold air, sometimes it just makes him have to, like, violently pee. So they get outside and they get in the car, and my dad's like, oh, shit, like, I gotta pee. And keep in mind, I was not here for this. Like, this is all, like, coming from how my dad described the situation to me. So, he was driving her to work, and they got up to, like, you know, kind of by the school, but they weren't really there yet. Like, he was at, like, the corner, like, right before the roundabout that you take to get into my school. And he's like, I have to drop you off here. He's like, I have to turn around. I have to piss. And, of course, like, this whole time, like, on the way there, you know, Tiffany was, like, telling him jokes and shit and just making him laugh his ass off, which, you know, when you have to pee, that is not very helpful at all. So he's, like, trying not to piss his pants, and she gets out of the car, and he's like, fuck you, I gotta go, I gotta pee. So he drops her off at the corner, and fucking, and he whips the fucking car around, and, like, as soon as he whips the car around and starts driving back home, he pisses his pants. He drives home with piss all over the seat, all over his fucking shorts. He walks in the house and he looks at me and he's like, I just pissed my pants. And I'm like, what? And he like turns so that I can see the front of his shorts, and I like look at his shorts and they're just covered in piss. And I just start laughing my ass off, and he just starts laughing his ass off. And he's like, I have to go take a shower and change my shorts. So he goes and he fucking takes a shower and he fucking changes his clothes and he goes and throws his fucking shorts and his underwear in the fucking washer. And he tells me the story and we laughed about it for like 10 minutes. But it was really funny because we had been talking about piss, like, before they left. We had talked about people pissing their pants. I don't remember why or, like, what exactly we were talking about. I just remember we were talking about people pissing their pants, so I just thought it was really fucking funny. Jesus Christ, okay. God, I went into this with, like, no planning. I mean, that's normally how I do my episodes. I don't really plan a lot. I just kind of talk. I don't want it to get, like, too depressing, because we already have, like, 20 minutes of, like, super depressing shit. What can I talk about that's not depressing? Ooh, I finally watched season 5 of Big Mouth, and oh my god, it was the best shit ever. I fucking love Big Mouth. I don't care what anybody says, Big Mouth is the shit. It is my favorite fucking show. I will watch it over and over again, forever. It is so fucking good. It is so good. It is so funny. Yeah, no, that shit's hilarious. Anyways, I'm trying to think. Okay, what I'm gonna do is we're just gonna take another little tiny break. It's gonna be about probably 2 seconds for you guys. It's gonna be like 30 minutes for me because I don't know what to talk about. But I'll come back and I'll figure it out. We're gonna figure it out. I'll be right back. Okay, so I realized that I already recorded about 26 minutes of this. So I figure we'll leave it off on that. I'm gonna try to post another episode within the week because, like I said, I have COVID, so I'm quarantined, so I don't really have shit to do. So I think what I'll do is tomorrow is I'll start recording another episode, or maybe even tonight, and then I'll put it out, or whatever the fuck. Yeah, I hope everybody has a great day, afternoon, or night, and I don't know, I'll catch you later, bitch. Just kidding, I love you.